Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, cattle and sheep producers this week warned Congress that environmental laws are increasingly being misused by fringe activist groups and pose a growing threat to grazing on federal lands. Their testimony came at a hearing held on Tuesday by the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on the Interior, Energy, and Environment and chaired by Montana's lone Congressman Greg Gianforte. The hearing comes in response to mounting challenges faced by ranchers who graze livestock on federal land and the opportunities for productive range management practices. I was at the hearing this week in Washington, D.C., and afterwards spoke with Dave Ellison, a Utah rancher and president of the Public Lands Council, who provided testimony.
A lot of it was just the flaw in the Endangered Species Act itself and the problems with NEPA and how much that needs to be changed. But I think that they wanted to see what as ranchers it's like, what we go through, and some what the negative effects NEPA and endangered species, why they need to be modernized. I think that's a lot of the reason we had this today.
And testifying on behalf of the American Sheep Industry Association was Dillon, Montana sheep and wool producer John Helley. Read more about this week's hearing by visiting us at aginfo.net. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.